855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there totally free, as a good talk show website should be. Those other guys charge you for their sites. I bet you'll find more at freetalklive.com for free than you'll find behind the paywalls of some of those other talk show host websites. But see for yourself. freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Derek, Jay,
and Mark.
We're talking about demons. And what brought this up is this Santorum guy, I guess, has been commenting, what, in 2008, or I don't know if it's recent. I saw that.
No, it's
the Satan comments, I thought they were from 2008.
I don't know. The story's from recent, but...
The stories are recent, but I believe they've dug up some comments from some speeches he made a few years ago.
Okay.
It's not to say his beliefs have changed significantly since then, but... He was talking about how Satan is here, and he's targeting the United States, because the U.S. is a good country, and so be on the lookout, Americans, and if you don't elect me, then you'll fall prey to Satan. I am the one who will save you. I mean, I don't think he said
He attacks all of us, and he attacks all of our institutions, meaning the United States.
Right. I mean, people have more self-respect than to believe a line like that.
Well, apparently a lot of Americans believe in Satan. How many of them believe in Santorum is another question. But
Santorum's a fact. Take it. Just Google it.
that led to discussion of demons, and we had a guy on the line. He did drop off during the break. But I find this belief system absolutely fascinating. It is a world in which I do not inhabit, and so I'm very curious about it. When I was growing up, I was at a Presbyterian church, and there really wasn't much talk about demons.
No.
In fact, there wasn't much talk about Satan either.
Yeah.
So it's not something I'm intimately familiar with.
Different denominations, tackle this in different ways. There's sort of the mainstream denominations that just don't discuss Satan very much.
Speak no evil, see no evil, hear no evil, right?
But the gentleman was talking about things like aliens and ghosts and things like that. And, you know, all these beliefs are fine with me because they don't affect... sort of real life. People that believe in aliens and ghosts generally operate similarly to the rest of us in the real world. They just have this kind of thing. I mean, I like the idea of a North American primate, so I read every story I can get on Bigfoot. I like Bigfoot. And
it's fun.
What?
You can have that. If you're into those sorts of things, it's fun. It's a
little
hobby.
I can take both sides of the Bigfoot debate, and I can debate them reasonably well.
Right.
But I like Bigfoot. But when you get
Mark's crazy, he lives in the woods.
I saw something that was very suspicious on the way home one time.
Mm-hmm.
The more I think about it, I think it was a moose. But which is good, because I haven't seen a live moose in New Hampshire since I've been here.
Everyone who I've ever heard talk about Bigfoot's been hitting the bottle a little hard. I don't know.
Would never drink and drive. Not on the way home from work, at least. So but my concern about demons is kind of the cultural aspect, that the effects that these things have. I mean, the bubonic plague was caused... by the Black Death was caused by people's belief in demons and that kind of thing. The Christians believed that cats were in league with witches and Satan and stuff like that. And, you know, you can see that's still talked about today. Black cats, witches, you know, it's all together.
Sure.
So cats are in league with Satan. Remember, these people didn't have cute little kitties that stayed at home with a litter box and some Purina cat chow. I mean, this was whatever century it was, the 14th century or whatever it is. So, you know, cats were things that lived near humans because mice live near humans and, you know, the things that they want to eat live near humans.
Sure, and humans have waste. And
they don't mind getting petted probably as kittens and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they decided to go around killing all the cats. Well, you kill all the cats, then nobody kills the rats. And
uh-oh.
The rats have fleas that, then carry the plague and, you know, whatever it is.
And you've got an epidemic on your hands.
Right. You kill a third of Europe because of your stupid belief in demons. Mm. Yeah, so I find the belief in demons to be far more damaging than belief in aliens or whatever. You know, those things.
That would make sense.
It's still happening today. I mean, that talk of the bubonic plague, it hasn't gone away. That's why I can't stand this demon talk. Because it's a horrible non-answer to actually serious questions, right? Like why does the world hate the U.S.? Well, maybe there's another answer besides demons. And Satan and other fairy tales.
Right. If you believe in demons, then why the heck isn't it that demons have infested the rest of the world? I mean, if according to Santorum, the United States is a good, decent, powerful, influential country, then it just stands to reason the rest of the countries are not as good, not as decent, not as powerful, not as influential. The last two are pretty obvious.
Right, and the
so
danger,
they must be full of demons.
And the danger is the same as the bubonic plague, that people stop looking for answers because they think they've got one, you know? Like, oh,
demons.
Right.
Demons.
End of conversation, right? That's the end of the discussion. Yeah, demons.
We don't need to think about how, you know, the U.S. government's bombing people overseas, and maybe there are other reasons why the world hates the U.S. government.
Right. And this is what leads me down the trail of freaking the F out. I mean, I hate this demon conversation so much because, you know, the New Testament has Jesus casting demons out of things. There's one particular instance he casts legions. And
you know what, Mark? That sounds like something a demon would say.
Right. Right. And you, I mean, so you're going to believe this story, and then, you know, I find it so insane. I mean, you know, Jesus could have done far more for the world. God, who knows everything, could have done far more for the world by coming down and telling people to wash their hands after they go poo-poo, rather than casting, quote-unquote, demons out of things.
I want to hear what you think on the demon issue or this, you know, Santorum's claim that Satan is targeting America. Do you believe in Satan in the first place? Tell me about your thoughts and
Jesus
your beliefs.
Jesus sketched out a steam engine, you know?
Larry is listening in Indy to WXNT. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, and Mark.
How you doing, Derek and Mark?
Hey,
you know,
Larry.
We have went as far as to create our own demons. You look at a man like Steve Jobs, right? As if we don't have enough natural demons running around here, we got computers to contend with now. And I still say that anybody that has a computer hooked to the internet in their home is doing child abuse. My little 5-year-old grandson.
What?
Listen to my reasoning.
I'm listening.
Now, I was over at my ex-wife's house. My little grandson was over there, and we was having a birthday party for him, right?
Yep.
Now, he could not get away from the computer watching Evil Birds. He watched Evil Birds.
Angry Birds.
Oh, right.
Well, Angry Birds, Evil Birds, what's the difference here?
Yep.
He
this
was
the game
there
where
playing
you...
Evil Birds, and he could... I told him, I said, Evil Birds ain't going to put no food on your table. All
well,
they're going to do is
true,
waste
Larry.
Your time. He's still going for it.
He's
I was
5 years
place.
Old.
Well, so, Larry, I hope you're not joking. So you're
no,
talking
I'm not
about
joking.
You're talking
I'm
about metaphorical
serious.
Demons, though, right? Because you're talking about distractions from things that make people productive.
That's right. Well, I'm talking about the way I'm talking about the kids at a young age are losing their cognition. I was in a client's house, 3-year-old kids in their diapers. They had the game consoles playing the Star Wars games or whatever they call them.
Isn't that an achievement? Isn't that amazing?
It's not an achievement because...
Wait a minute. How is it that video games and Angry Birds are encouraging young people to lose their cognition? I mean, if anything, it helps sharpen hand-eye coordination.
It sharpens nothing because it's addictive and it enhances their voyeurism instinct
fun
at a young
addictive.
Age.
I mean,
it really
fun
does.
Is it... Fun is addictive. Should all things that are fun be banned?
It's not fun. It's cruelty. Like the song Fascinating Rhythm. You ever heard Fascinating Rhythm?
No, but I'll be listening to it during the break.
At the end song, he said, why don't you take a day off? It started out fun, but now he's praying for it to get off his back.
Larry, are you a Luddite? I know we've talked to you in the past. Are
you
a Luddite?
Sure have.
Are you a Luddite?
Hello?
Would you describe yourself as a Luddite?
No, I am a colored man. I'm 56 years old and March 11th. So I've
okay.
been around and seen the transition.
When did you stop using technology?
I don't use technology.
Did you
I
use
have
a record player?
I have a the radio, but you know what? It's getting so full of sick commercials and name your disease of the week or name your 5K run for heart disease.
Tell you what, Larry, hang on. I want to talk more about being a Luddite here in a moment. We'll find out more about Larry here at Luddites, Demons, anything you want to talk about goes. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favored among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may bring up up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. They're all completely free. As long as you're not afraid of computers, you can enjoy our website over at freetalklive.com.
Part of the fun of doing an internet business is dealing with all the technical glitches that pop up, such as the one the Beezer brothers discovered last week at their Big Head Press website.
Oh, no.
Yeah, both the purchase links on their sale page for their latest graphic novel, Escape from Terra Volume 2, were fouled up in such a way that it was impossible for fans to order the book. Yeah. And for those of you who don't know about Escape from Terra, it is a free online webcomic.
I read it in jail. It was great.
Oh, you got the first volume, right?
The first one, yeah.
I have it too, and I actually got it signed by Scott, so I'm very pleased with that.
Great.
It's awesome. It's really, really, really awesome.
I like Lemuse better, but Escape from Terror.
Lemuse is a really, you can see that at bigheadpress.com too. But if you're going to do Escape from Terror, start from the beginning. I really, you know, I started with it and just consumed it all the way through.
It's a cool sci-fi thing.
Anyway, so if
with a real liberty message too.
The problems are fixed, and now to make amends to fans who may have been thwarted by those glitches through this Saturday, so this is really short term. They're offering the book for $2 off the list price of $14.95. That makes it $12.95 plus shipping. So they're doing the Mardi Gras sale because, Voluntarius doing a President's Day sale wouldn't make much
sense. That's cool, man. Smart move on their part.
So you can find the book at bigheadpress.com. I guess they got the W's here. So
I'm glad they're doing this because I didn't know it was out. That's great news.
Yeah, I didn't know it was out either. And it's a better way to read the series.
I think so.
Yeah, just have it in your hands.
Well, it's free if you go to bigheadpress.com, where you can actually read all of them online for free.
Well, and then I did that, and then I read, when I got Volume 1, I read it all the way through again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, it's nice. Bigheadpress.com. And, by the way, read Lemuse.
Yeah, for sure. 855-453. I love Lemuse because it snuck through. It got through the censors at the jail. It totally should have been banned from the jail by the jail's own policies. But I got it, and it was great. And that's also at bigheadpress.com. All right, so 855-453. Larry dropped off a line. Luddite Larry, as he should be called.
I think you're being too cruel.
Oh, he's a total Luddite. He doesn't think that you should be. I mean, he's even iffy about using the radio. I mean, this guy. He thinks that children using computers is going to ruin them.
I think there's value for an adult to make a decision for themselves that they're not going to use a particular piece of media. But if you decide, you know what, I'm spending too much time on the television, that thing's getting shut off, I'm shutting down
the
cable.
No, I agree with you. I think there's value to stepping away from technology that you believe is eating your life away.
And
I
absolutely agree with him that children that are unchecked in certain types of media can consume too much of it, and that they need to get a balanced diet of different types of media. However, on the other side of the equation, grumpy people have been grumping about what kids have been doing since grumpy people have been able to grump. Kids.
Oh, darn kids.
Comic books, Dungeons and Dragons, rock and
music.
Roll. These are just things that
Atari.
I know about. Right, Atari.
Putting a frowny face on human achievement here. I mean, anyone who.
You don't think kids can have too much. You don't think a kid can sit, a 5-year old can sit around with an iPad too much and play Angry Birds?
That's not the point he was making, though. He seemed to be saying that the technology itself is what was so dangerous. That.
Absolutely.
These kids just take to it, it's infested with demons, and they're going to get into the children.
Well, he didn't say it was demons, but he did certainly seem to think that it was an addictive thing, and that it was negative, and that it was likely to hook kids and waste a bunch of time. And there's no doubt there are examples of people who have, for instance, the guys that play video games too much. They miss going to work. They miss a date with a girl. I mean, these are real stories, right? Like, people have had their lives affected by the habits that they create for themselves surrounding technology. So there's no doubt that there are, you know, people with addicted personalities are likely to have trouble with things that are fun, because fun can be addictive. Whether we're talking about playing video games or using mind-altering substances or whatever it is we're discussing that someone might consider fun, there is always that risk of, hey, careful, don't waste too much time on that. You've got to do productive things too. So I get the concern, but to just slough it all off and to say, just say no to technology, kids, is going to leave you in the dirt. I mean, it's going to leave you behind the times, and you are going to be completely disconnected from the world around you that is very, very tech savvy. What did I just hear on the radio today? Like, one out of every two Americans has a smartphone now?
Really?
I believe I heard that on the radio this morning.
That's hard for me to imagine. I'm ready to move from smartphones back to dumb phones.
It's one in five when you look at older demos. So, like, 65 and up, one in five have a smartphone. But on average, Americans across the board, one out of two.
They're not as good as old phones.
You know, despite all the demons that are now going to be erupting in our souls, I think it's going to make the population a lot more productive.
I'm pretty certain that Facebook has demons in it.
Well, it could make the population more productive, or it could keep you on Facebook more time throughout the day. So
I kind of feel like that's what Larry was really at the bottom of what he was saying, That, you know, there's a certain level of productivity. You spend too much time entertaining yourself. Hey, you know, as a five-year-old, let's look at who butters your bread. Come on over here. Talk to Grandpa, sit in his lap, tell me,
let me tell you
some stories, and that's really where your bread's buttered, kid. And that's, it's absolutely true.
That's fine, but to say that it's technology's fault, or that technology is to blame, or that technology should be shunned because, you know, it's somehow ruining things, I think that there are good arguments to be made to be cautious, but again, technology is just a double-edged, it's a tool. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. You can use it for good, you can use it for to waste time, you can use it to be productive, you can use it for fun, and it's just all up to you as to how you handle yourself with it.
No, I don't think so for children. I mean, for adults, I totally agree with you, but Larry was talking about how having a computer in the home is child abuse, and I don't see any reason to be upset if a child is using a computer or mastering a video game. It's not like the child has to be off at work.
Right.
They're building skills there, and I see every reason to be proud of your child.
Come on. I mean, this hand-eye coordination.
Could you do that when you were three?
I was impressed when he said three-year-old in diapers, but I'm wondering, really, a three-year-old using a PlayStation controller?
Yeah, they're using iPads and iPhones now.
I'd like to see I'd like to see the video of it. I'm sure it's out there and happening. But
you never know when you're going to need to throw birds into pigs.
My son cannot use a PlayStation controller. He's been playing with the Wii and, you know, pretending he's a penguin on an iceberg or whatever, you know, bobbling back and forth and stuff like that. But the Wii's a completely different interface than these the buttons. I mean, he can push the buttons on the PlayStation and has done that. But that's a pretty complex kind of interaction. And at some point or another, you've got all the hand-eye coordination PlayStation's going to give you.
I don't know. I think the multitasking is a productive skill to work on, and I think that it's positive for these children to be using them because that's the lives they're going to be living in the future. They're going to be getting text messages and checking Facebook, and they need to do all of these things like at once yesterday. So I think it's a fantastic move, and I'm happy to see young kids using more technology.
Obviously, kids have to use technology. It's the wave of the future, and they will be left behind. I'm not willing to say to you there's things like that. But technology has its drawbacks, and one needs to be prepared for that. And I don't think a five-year-old necessarily can. They cannot self-regulate.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want, share your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include news updates, so you can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up to follow our emailed updates, Twitter, or Facebook. All of it free over at news.freetalklive.com.
You have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections. SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers, treating them with respect. You can go to freetalklive.com. Their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page. That has been for a very long time. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, a big supporter of Free Talk Live. He feels his advertising dollar is best spent here. So do business with SACL CAI because they do business with Free Talk Live.
As we continue with you and your thoughts, let's go to David, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and kind of rant a little bit. I was in a class tonight, and they brought up, like, a problem-solution scenario, and I mean, there were some ridiculous ones, but the one that stood out was this lady was talking about how there was a family where the husband couldn't find a job, and she thinks that the government should do something to take care of him to make sure that he can have a job so that he doesn't have to leave the town he was born in. And I said, well, why doesn't he look for a job somewhere? And she said, well, that's where he wants to stay. I said, well, I'm sorry, but if McDonald's in Texas is the only job that I can find to support my family, I'm moving to Texas. I said, why is it everybody's responsibility to make sure he can find a job or provide welfare for him so that he can live in the town?
You know, that it's almost like... You know, if he doesn't want to leave his house, you know, we should provide a job that he can do in the inside.
In his home, right. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like the guy arriving on a desert island and then just deciding to sit himself right down on the beach and pound his feet fists in the sand and demand someone bring him some coconuts. I mean, you don't have the right to stay in one place. You don't have the right to stay in your comfort zone. Ludicrous.
And it just, the mindset drove me crazy because for a second, all these other people are agreeing with her, and I said, wait a minute. I said, you're not even talking about a safety net. You're just talking about paying this guy so that he can be happy with where he stays.
Absurd. Well, why not just pay him just to stay there? He doesn't even need to do a job. I mean,
right.
Why not just...
He's got a family, for God's sake.
Yeah.
He has procreated, so therefore
he's got
he
a right.
It.
David, thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
What's the deal with the GOP primary? You know, I'm watching it, and it almost seems like this has happened in 3 or 4 states now. It seems like they're playing a game to make it look like there's an official, you know, leader front runner right now in Romney that everybody's just getting behind, and it seems like it's all falling apart with the stuff going on in Maine right now. I'd be interested in what you guys think about that.
Well, are you talking about the Ron Paul recount in Maine?
He might have dropped off the line or gone into a bad cell because he's not there.
These things could happen. I find the GOP primary to be extraordinarily frustrating. You know, to me, they're not just from a standpoint of it's likely not to produce a candidate that I'm willing to vote for. I certainly would like to see Ron Paul win it, and you know, I suppose he's got as good a chance as any of these guys at this point. But it's coming off the rails. I guess I'm mostly frustrated with Republican voters out there that know that Santorum isn't going to be a conservative. They know that Romney's not going to be a conservative. They know that Newt is not a good guy and that he flies off the handle. He's got a bad temper problem. And they're still not willing to vote for Ron Paul because of his foreign policy beliefs. I mean, this is the one guy that has stayed consistent in Washington, D.C. throughout his 12 terms as a congressperson, but somehow they believe that the rest of these people have some kind of chance against Obama. I mean, I find it extraordinarily frustrating.
Let's go to Daniel listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota to WNMT. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark. Daniel? Daniel going once. Daniel going twice. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe he fell asleep or dropped the phone or something. Let's try Gene the Christian Anarchist on the road. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, guys. I just came back from the march on the White House.
I saw your car on Facebook again. Someone spotted the Ron Paul Corvette, snapped a picture of it.
Yeah, it's probably going to be on a lot of Facebook pages. But it was pretty amazing. I don't know exactly how many vets were in formation in front of the White House and turned their back on the White House, but I did actually a little video pan around there, and I'm sure that somebody could do the math because they were in rows and columns. So
we were told it was approximately 400 to 500 veterans and active duty military members that turned their backs on symbolically on the government, on the White House.
Well, I would guess there was at least that much, yes. And it was a lot of energy. It was a lot of fun. If you see any video with a guy with a bull beeper vendetta costume, that was me.
Awesome.
There were some other guys.
Were you driving with the V mask on?
No, I didn't. I couldn't use the Corvette in the parade.
Gotcha.
Or in the march. So we did park it outside the after party. Where they had Amy Allen and a bunch of other people playing, and I got to meet Amy. She's a very interesting woman and quite an icon of the freedom movement.
Oh, cool.
I'm glad to see that she is performing for us again.
Excellent. Did you march with the others? He's not a veteran, so...
No.
I'm not a veteran. I did march along behind. We had a huge following behind the veterans. There was at least twice as many supporters, I think, as there were veterans. So
oh,
there
wow.
Were. So there must have been, 1,500 people all together.
That's pretty good.
And waving signs and having a good time. We've really had a quite an event. And the music afterwards was amazing at the after party. And Adam Kokesh has announced that they're going to do it again on the convention in Miami. So they're going to have the Vets March on the Miami convention.
It was Tampa. I thought it was Tampa. Is it Miami? Is it Tampa?
Miami. Florida. Miami is the whole state of Florida. The most
people. Yeah, I don't... Down there somewhere in Florida.
Yeah.
Gene, I would have loved to have gone to this, and I just want to say thank you for going. Thank you for, taking the time and the money that it took to go and to stand up for what you believe in, and frankly, I believe in, and I appreciate it.
Wait a minute, Mark, why aren't you...
To this new movement, the Ron Paul movement and the Liberty movement, to... Another movement that I lived through in the 60s, it was called the Peace-Love Movement. And we had, anti-war protests and people marching through the streets with signs. Of course, most of them looked like hippies back then. But we have the same energy and the same type of a movement, but it's more cleaned up. You know, we're not all dirty hippies anymore. But the energy is there, and I think... We had success in the 60s. We managed to change foreign policy with regards to the war in Vietnam. And I just feel that this is going to result in a lot of good here. I think we're at a turning point here.
Awesome, Gene. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. How come you didn't rake him over the coals, Mark, for wearing the V-mask in public?
Whatever.
Are you over that one now?
I'm not over it, no, but I mean,
You're only going to rake me over the coals on that one?
I think that the Freedom Movement should rethink the V-mask thing. I really do.
Things that look cool? What's the matter with you?
Did you think the Che Guevara t-shirts look cool?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go.
So what?
Wear one of those with your V-mask.
V didn't kill anyone in his explosion. The building was empty.
The Guy Fawkes, but the V was emulating Guy Fawkes. It's called a Guy Fawkes mask.
It's
Guy
a
Fawkes
V-mask.
Was intending to kill people.
The V for Vendetta movie had a nice, peaceful resolution at the end, and it was heartwarming. 855, I almost
blowing
cried.
Up a government building.
855-453. I'm not going to tell you what the heartwarming part was in case you haven't seen it. I don't want to spoil it. 1-855-450-3733. Bring up what you want. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value, and if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that will be provided to you for free at freetalklive.com. And if you like the fact that the website's free, well, then you can support the show, if you would like, with $3 a month through the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We take that $3 in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. We'll be announcing a new affiliate probably within the next couple weeks. I've got a satellite receiver on the way to that station. So this is one of the things that the $3 goes towards. Sometimes we'll talk to a station that, for instance, there's a guy named Lou Dobbs. He's this old curmudgeon who has been, you know, he's one of these guys that's on television and radio, and he's quitting his radio show to focus on his TV career, and we like it when that happens because it means it's a chance for Free Talk Live to pick up some new stations. And one of his stations wanted to pick the show up, but they didn't have the right tech in their rack. They didn't have the right receiver that they needed to get our show, so I bought it for him, thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers. So again, go to amp.freetalklive.com and to jump on board. And because I did that, we're going to be on that station, I think, 6 or 7 nights a week. So pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So again, amp.freetalklive.com makes that stuff possible. And you get perks too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcasts, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. As we go to Leo, listening in Oregon. Leo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J. and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I like the show. I like what the caller that was at that. I'm a vet myself, and I'm really proud of those guys for doing that. I support Ron Paul all the way, and I think voter fraud is the issue that needs to be addressed. Voter fraud is really important to bring out into the light, because it's not playing a minor role. I think it's playing a major role, because I do believe that he would probably have a win already if it wasn't for voter fraud. And
it's possible.
Well, they just did the recount on Maine under much scrutiny, and it turned out that Ron Paul actually had lost by a slightly larger margin than he did before, as I understand it.
That may be fine, but if ballot trucks are disappearing, it doesn't even matter. The deal is, it needs to be counted. The votes, all of them need to be counted the way they came in, and that is a big deal.
I'm with you on that. I'm just not entirely convinced that America is on board with Ron Paul's message. I think that there are people out there that talk the voter fraud talk that are of the opinion that the vast majority of people voting in the Republican primary are on board with Ron Paul's message, and I just don't think they are.
Well, it's a big enough deal for people to commit the voter fraud in the first place. And if it's a big enough deal to them, if it's a big enough threat to them to commit the voter fraud, then come on. I mean, who else are they going to commit the fraud against? Everybody else is somebody that they can,
Well, I don't know that that's true. So when Romney or Santorum or Gingrich, whenever they buy attack ads, they don't buy Ron Paul attack ads.
Right, they ignore Ron Paul. It's possible the fraud's on all sides.
Ignoring is a powerful tool.
It is. It is.
Ignoring is a powerful tool. And, bad press or good press, you're alive. But no press, unless you're plugged into the alternative media, then, I guess.
Voter fraud's always a possibility. And and certainly in electronic voting, it's even more of a possibility.
I think it's beyond a possibility at this stage. I think it's actually, with Bev Harris and the black box voting and just what's happened in Nevada and what happened in Iowa.
So here's my question for you, Leo, is if you're so certain that it is happening, and obviously there's no real way to prove it, but if they're so certain that it is, and I think there are reasonable beliefs that certainly the electronic voting is fraught with possibilities of fraud, backdoors, total manipulation from whoever it is that can program those things or manipulate the results in some way, then what's your solution? If voting isn't the answer, and I certainly don't see any evidence that voting has ever really changed anything with or without fraud, then what would you propose?
Well, aren't there laws against voter fraud?
Laws haven't ever stopped anything like that.
They're written by the same people that are going to do it.
Right. How is a law going to do anything?
I guess perhaps you've just given me some homework. I'm going to find out because calling you here for more, we have mail-in ballots, and I've been wondering, how the heck can we actually monitor that to find out that our vote's being counted. How would we ever know? And, we had a bad last election, presidential, we had a bad thing where we thousands of dead people voted. And, I mean, if that's not fraud, I don't know what is.
Leo, you say ignoring is a strong tool. Don't you think people's actions outside of politics matter more than voting then? Like ignoring the federal government?
No. I believe that getting the word out and planting the ideas and speaking truth to power is part of the whole deal. I mean, but it should go along with it.
I don't know if you understood Derek's question. He was asking you about ignoring the federal government as a possible solution.
Yeah, that's a possible solution. I mean, it's not our government, so yes, that is a viable solution.
Here's a modification to that. I fully support this. This is why I don't pay the federal government if I can avoid it at all, and I try not to deal with them in any way, shape, or form. But I think that if you get people together who are ignoring the federal government, then it's more of a powerful statement. Rather than just being Leo in Oregon, somewhere in the western portion of the U.S., all by himself ignoring the federal government, then allowing them to come crack down on you at some point. If we get liberty-minded people together, people that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. If you get people together who get the principles of liberty and you put them all in the same place and have them get active for freedom, then if all of them get together and say, we want nothing more to do with this federal government, what can they really do at that point? And I thank you for the call. What I'd recommend you check out, anybody that's interested in real change, go to freestateproject.org and learn more about the Free State Project. We'll be broadcasting live from the Free State Project's Liberty Forum coming up here in just a couple of days. And, of course, we're going to tell you a lot more about the Free State Project at that time. Also of interest would be ShireSociety.com, which is sort of a competing organization to the Free State Project, but a friendly competing organization. It's more of like designed to supplement and compete with, sort of.
And to continue, because the FSP will
end someday, right. The Free State Project will reach 20,000 signers. It's got over 11,000 at this point. And then once 20,000 people have signed up for the Free State Project, essentially it's done. I mean, the Free State Project's goal was to move 20,000 people to New Hampshire and get them active, for where they can be active for freedom. So once 20,000 is reached, then the five-year window in which those 20,000 folks have agreed to move will begin. Of course, as we know, many people have moved prior to the 20,000 number. That's why we're here. And a lot of people are moving sooner, and I would highly recommend moving sooner rather than later. Don't wait for the 20,000. We're making a difference now with 1,000 here in New Hampshire. So just make your plans to get here as soon as you possibly can. But the point being, the Free State Project is going to probably dissolve someday once it accomplishes its goals, and it will accomplish those goals at some point in the future. How soon is another question. And then there still needs to be another organization that exists to encourage liberty-minded people, or to encourage people to find the ideas of liberty, to embrace those ideas, and to those who have embraced those ideas, encourage them to still move. Because as far as I'm concerned, we shouldn't stop at 20,000. Let's get 50,000. 855-450-FREE. And so that's what the Shire Society is about. It's about creating an alternative society to the coercive government state society that we're currently living in, and create one that's based on peace and consensual human interactions. ShireSociety.com.
And you can sign up without actually living in the Shire. It's just...
And also,
it's a frame of mind.
Well, since you mentioned that, the people who do live in the Shire who are not Free State Project participants, like New Hampshire natives, for instance, they can become Shire Society participants. There's no prohibition on that. Whereas if somebody's born and raised in New Hampshire, they can't join the Free State Project as a participant because they can't move to New Hampshire, being that they're already here. So Shire Society solves that problem, too. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here with Daniel, listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, to WNMT. Daniel in Grand Rapids, going once. Daniel in Grand Rapids, going twice. Let's try Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it's very interesting discussions tonight. I wanted to make a comment, though, about the younger people interacting digitally with the new communications technologies.
Excellent. Hold that thought. We'll come back with you here in a moment. Hour number three is next. More Frank after the news. Young people interacting with technology. We'll see what he has to say. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think one thing's for sure about that is it is a trend that will not be stopped. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Bring up anything you want. Also, we'll still talk to you about demons. If somebody out there believes in demons, still love to hear from you. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.